All right, we're going to pivot over to Xavier Walton, who is the News Nation correspondent. We are right now, I see on the TVs, there's a briefing underway with the sheriff down in Florida where the Trump assassination plot took place yesterday. Xavier, thanks for joining us here this morning. We appreciate it.
No, thanks for having me. I'm taking a break to talk to you instead of listening to that press conference, so well, this is good.
Well, we appreciate that, yeah. I know we had the suspect in court today. Can you walk through, if you know, the charges that he has been officially charged with?
Yeah, John, absolutely. So at this point, and again, I'll add some context, but right now, Ryan Wesley Rouse, that's the suspect we're talking about here in this second assassination type of former President Donald Trump. Possession of a firearm by a convicted felon could face up to 15 years and $250,000 fine. Possession of a firearm with an obliterated serial number could face up to 5 years and a $250,000 fine. So I thought initially when I heard that, because it came down, I said, wait, that seems a bit lax. So I called the legal expert. I said, hey, what's the deal? That doesn't seem right for an assassination attempt on a former president. The legal expert said the short answer, yes, you're right. But he said, the moment for now, it's just a placeholder while they try and develop additional charges. So that's where we stand with the suspect, Ryan Wesley Rouse. Still in court. Another thing is he's got pretrial hearing 1 week from today. So he's still going to be in custody for that time.
Yeah, we'll wait to see if additional charges are filed. You know, the biggest question I have, and Xavier, I'm sure you're digging into this and we'll learn more in the coming days, but was this a Secret Service success or was this a Secret Service mistake? I guess there's no clear answer right now.
Well, I think to be completely honest, I think, John, you have to go with both. I know that's not an answer people love to hear, but at the same time, if you're telling me the Secret Service, this agent, and let me set it up for you, Donald Trump, he is out here on the golf course, fifth and sixth hole. The agent will go, and this is protocol, he will go a hole in advance to just kind of, look at the area. And he just so happens to spot what is a rifle sticking out of a fence and then sees a guy in the bushes. I mean, that to me sounds like a success. Right? He engages, the guy runs away, they eventually capture him. We'll get to that in just a second. But then you say, well, how did he get there in the first place? How did he know that Donald Trump was going to be golfing there at that time in the first place? So I think those are the kind of questions. Either way, when you look at the first assassination attempt back in July on the 13th in Butler, Pennsylvania, everyone will tell you that was a huge failure on the part of Secret Service. On this one, they're like, hey, you know what? That was a really good job. Yep. They deserve a heck of a lot of credit for that.
You mentioned the golfing. Obviously, that's what the former president was doing. Is that schedule published? Because, I mean, this guy, maybe we'll know more as we go on, but it seems to have, driven from a distance to be here. Was it just the opportunity he saw somewhere on social media that he was golfing that day? I imagine that's going to be what we need to learn. And maybe if we need to be more clandestine about where the principles in these elections are going day to day.
And keep in mind, this is all less than 24 hours ago when this all happened. So details are still coming in. But I will say, I've read that, just researching this, he wasn't necessarily supposed to be golfing yesterday. This was something he kind of made a last minute change. So that's why it's all very, and it's you got to be careful because it's where you're getting your information from. Regardless of that, it's still a mystery how he knew exactly where he was going to be. I would really love to talk to this Secret Service agent who essentially engaged with this guy, because if nobody saw him, he had to have planned how to get there. He had to have planned. I mean, he had an AK 47 style rifle with a scope on top. He had two backpacks. He had a GoPro, so he was ready to record the whole thing. He had to know. He had to have scouted the area in advance at some point. You would think it wasn't like, oh, this guy got lucky. At least that's what the experts are telling me. They're like, no. This was planned. There's no way he could have done that and known all of the details and be in that point in that time ready to essentially shoot and, kill the former president without preparing. Whether or not Donald Trump was supposed to be on the golf course at that exact time, that's something we're still trying to figure out. But they're staying pretty tight-lipped when it comes to exactly what they're saying about his schedule right now. Although I should say, he's still going to be campaigning tomorrow. That's
right.
He's back in another battleground state, so that's not stopping him there.
Yeah, 50 days till the election. Chatting with Xavier Walton, News Nation correspondent. Obviously, this suspect has a long criminal record, including, I believe, a conviction. I saw this on News Nation for a weapons of mass destruction conviction in 2002. Of course, we get the charge today of possession of a firearm by a convicted felon, so that might answer the question of he didn't have this gun legally. That raises so many other questions, though, about, you know, apparently he had written a book. The New York Times interviewed him about his going to Ukraine and trying to garner more support for Ukraine. I mean, this guy, I guess I'm more surprised that he wasn't on anyone's radar, but if you're acting as a lone wolf, sometimes, Xavier, that's the hardest person to get.
Yeah, what do they say, a needle in a haystack? I'll just say this, you know, reading up on him, and that's, you know, that's what we do when we find little pieces of information we share with the public. It's all together. You know, I was talking to our senior national correspondent, Brian Enton. He just pulled up to the scene, and we were talking about it. And it just seems very odd, very strange, if you will. And when you factor in the bit about Ukraine, I could talk about these court records here, you know, decades-long criminal history, and this is why, you know, felony with a weapon. Back in 2002, he's charged with possessing this is what you were talking about. In this case, he barricaded himself inside of a business with this fully automatic machine gun. Then, he sentenced back in 2003 carrying a concealed weapon. And then 2010, he faced three felony counts of possessing stolen goods. So he's no stranger, so to speak, with law enforcement. However, he has also been very critical of the former president recently. And we found a couple of posts on X, formerly known as Twitter, even after that July assassination attempt, where he was very critical of former President Donald Trump.
Where do we go from here? Obviously, you mentioned President Trump will continue to campaign. And, you'll hear what we got, and we'll get from the news here at the top of the hour, what was going on during that press conference. But I imagine the Secret Service, after what happened in Butler, is going to err on the side of trying to be more transparent in the days after this attempt or this plot. And I imagine that's what you'll be following, too.
Absolutely. And it's, what do they say, heightened sense of awareness, right? Heightened sense of security. Everything's going up, especially here in the home stretch as we get closer to Election Day, November 5th. Even President Biden came out earlier, I believe, and said, you know what, he needs more Secret Service. He needs more of a presence surrounding him. And he is not the president of the United States, yet he probably, I'd say, should have that same level of security and protection given the last two assassination attempts. And that's what you're going to see. When you look at some of these rallies now, you can see the clear glass or plexiglass, if you will, when they're at the podium. And that's because of a safety precaution, because of the last assassination attempt. That's the kind of stuff you're going to start seeing more of. You're going to see more Secret Service. You're going to see more officers. If you're planning to go to any rally, whether that's Democrat or Republican, expect that if you're going.
Absolutely, as they should. All right, Xavier Walton, I've taken up enough of your time. You got to get back to work. We appreciate it. Thanks for joining us.
My pleasure. Thanks, John.
Yeah, for sure. We'll be seeing Xavier, and you mentioned Brian Enton and the whole team, really, at News Nation covering this top to bottom.